Hi, is this Debbie?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Debbie. It's Hannah calling from Crisdale Recruitment Group.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I thought I'd give you a call because you have been put down as a referee for Umesh. Are you free now to do 15 minutes?
I am free, yes.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay, so I'll just run through a few questions then. So what was the company that you worked with Umesh at?
I'm the city of Melbourne.
City of, oh, brilliant, okay.
Pardon
And
me?
what is your,
City of Melbourne? Is that?
yes, yeah, City of
Yes.
Melbourne,
Yep.
yeah.
Yes.
And what was your sort of position or title? Is it former director?
Yeah, so I was the manager of financial services, so I had Sam reporting directly to me. So I was in that role for 4 years. And then in the last year, I was, acting director corporate services with the finance team
Right.
reporting through to me. Yep.
Ah, very good. Okay, thank you. So just before obviously we get into the reference, I just need to let you know that the reference has been undertaken by Crisdale Recruitment Group and Blue Stampede Labour Hire with the utmost care for its completeness and accuracy. However, we cannot take any responsibility for errors, omissions or misstatements by the referee. So obviously in accordance with the Privacy Act, does the referee consent for the reference to be disclosed to the prospective employer and the individual to be reference checked?
Yes, that's fine.
Fab. Okay, so what was the nature of your working relationship with the candidate?
Okay, so he's got Umesh down, hasn't he? So I know him as Sam. So yes, Sam report, because he goes, there's two names there. So yeah, he reported directly to me for quite a few years. He was the senior financial accountant. And he reported through to my role, which was manager financial services. So we worked very closely.
Okay. And can you, sorry, I know it's quite repetitive. Can you confirm the candidate's job title and position within the company? So he was the senior financial accountant.
Senior financial accountant, yep.
Okay, and what were the dates of his employment? Do you remember?
Now you're testing me. I mean, I was there a long time. I was there 24 years. So he was, I don't know when he started. He's probably been there 8 years or, anyway, I left 2024 and I worked with him for probably 8 years prior to that or however long he was there. I can't actually remember.
Okay.
He came from the town of Port Hedland.
So you think it was roughly about 8 years
Oh,
that you worked with?
I think so. I probably
Yeah,
could check.
I mean, look, that's
Yeah.
okay. I'll just say, but could
Yeah.
be
It was spare time.
okay. And what was Sam's main duties and responsibilities? What main duties and responsibilities did Umesh have in the business?
Okay, so in his role as senior financial accountant, he was responsible for the monthly statutory council reports. He was responsible for the annual financial statements and associated audit. His team looked after, so everything in terms of statutory accounting. So he looked after accounts payable, the investment portfolio, so term deposits, the asset register. His team looked after the bank rec, and they did all the BAS returns, FBT. Yeah, that was the main.
Okay.
Main portfolio. Yep.
And can you describe Umesh's overall job performance and his key strengths in this previous role?
Yeah, so Sam's he's a lovely, loyal team member. He and I work together really well. So I would say his strengths are he's really committed to the role, very committed, very loyal, keeps abreast of changes in accounting standards and what's going on in the industry. His attention to detail, I think, is very good. And his knowledge of accounting standards and all of that is very good.
Okay. And can you provide examples of how the candidate demonstrated proficiency in managing financial obligations for the council?
Yeah, so he was, like I said, he kept abreast of accounting standards and...
Was that first word you said? I couldn't quite catch that. He kept, what was it, something accountant? What was the word?
What did I say? Kept abreast. So kept up to date.
Okay.
Sorry. Up to date.
No, that's okay.
With accounting standards. And that's what I liked. Like in terms of if something had changed in the standards or the regulations or the Local Government Act, he was across it, which I think is really important because things do change. And like I said, he was just committed to his role. So whatever it took to get the job done, I knew he was going to do it. I had a lot of faith in his ability in terms of his accounting knowledge.
Fab, okay. And would he deliver on financial reports and projects within the allocated time frames?
Always. Occasionally there's always a thing, you know, we might miss a deadline here or there, but no, he was always very good at keeping to deadlines, always created checklists for the team. He would assign tasks, so he would delegate, and he'd let the team know as to when things were due. Always did his best to meet the deadline. Yeah, no issues.
Yeah, okay. Can you describe the candidate's ability to collaborate with team members, stakeholders, or external auditors?
Yeah, really good. He always had a great relationship with the external auditors. And that's one thing that I do like about Umesh or Sam's style is accountants typically aren't great in that space. They tend, you know, and it is a bit of a stereotype. I mean, I'm an accountant, but there is a tendency to want to sit behind a computer sometimes. And what I liked with Sam is that he would take the auditors for a coffee when they started and he'd get to meet them and he would work with the business. He'd be around talking to the engineers. And so he really did build rapport. He wasn't one just to sit at his desk. He certainly wasn't afraid to go and speak to people. And he's quite a good networker. So you watch him at conferences and he'll go and talk to people. And I just think that's a little bit unique in that finance space.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in terms of leading his team, I don't know, you probably haven't met him, have you?
I haven't. I mean, I haven't. So my colleague is off today. She's the one that interviewed him, but she's only sang in praises. So
yes.
I'm sure she would have a lot more to say about him.
Yeah. So, I mean, from a language perspective, sometimes it can be a little bit awkward in terms of him getting his point across, but his intention is always good. And he cares for his team. And he fosters a nice team environment. So we would have little things like we had the wellbeing table where we'd put treats on and he certainly fostered little simple things like that, but things that brought the team together, which I think is really important because I think those soft skills are just as important as the technical. So he certainly cares for staff. Yep.
Brilliant. Okay, and where are areas that you could maybe see improving or upskilling? Where could you see him sort of upskilling or improving as a candidate?
Yeah, the only sort of area I think would be probably just in his written skills. But what I've noticed that he does, he will utilise AI to get wording right, or so he's aware that sometimes things might not be worded correctly, and so he uses tools to help that.
Yeah.
So it was never an issue. You know, sometimes I would just sort of tweak language on different things. But, yeah, that would sort of be the only area that I think, yeah, there could be any possible need for.
Okay.
But it certainly would hinder me from hiring him, you know, in another
yeah.
way. Yeah.
Okay. Brilliant. And how would you rate his leadership style? Would you say that he's open to receiving feedback?
He is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Like I said, he and I had a really nice relationship. It was open. We could challenge each other. I certainly didn't hesitate to give him feedback. And he certainly wasn't one to sulk when he got it. He's open to self-improvement. So, and I think that's the sort of area he would thrive in, a role where he is respected and valued. And if he really respected and valued the people around him, feedback wouldn't be a problem. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So would you rehire the candidate? Hypothetically, is there anything else that you would? Oh, I know it's saying you've given him some really good feedback. Is there any other sort of concerns or additional information you want to add that we haven't already discussed?
No, look, I think they would have a really solid, loyal, committed employee in Sam. He takes his role seriously. And he would do his best to do the right thing by the local government. So, no concerns. Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay. All right. Well, thanks, Debbie, for your time. Obviously, I'll put this forward to my colleague, and then we can, we'll put it forward to the client.
Yeah.
But, appreciate you taking your time.
Touch base next week when she's back. Just let me know. That's not a problem.
Yeah, to be honest, I think we've got everything we need. You know, you were very senior within the company, so that does matter, you know.
Yeah.
So that's great.
Great.
All right, thanks, Debbie.
Awesome. Well, you have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Okay, bye.